This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky. We are also on Periscope, our Periscopians, and Facebook Live. Also joining me in the studio is Mr. 315.
What's good?
What's going on, man?
Too early.
Look at you all clean. Got you.
Just came from work. I was not changing my clothes. Let me just come straight here.
He in all black, got on some player shoes. What you doing out there in the nighttime? What's your side job?
Why you look like you're a part of the Celtics going to game six?
Got the Prada frames on.
You know.
You working some backyard alleys? Did you have some workers out there last night you was going to are you Wayne Brady on the side? Is that what's going on?
There you go, Wayne Brady. I knew it was coming. I was waiting on the Wayne Brady thing.
Does Wayne Brady have to Dokovic?
He may, man. But anyway, of course, that is BBB, the big baller brand himself.
Absolutely. Shout out to the balls. Everything is going perfect for you guys, man. Damn.
You got,
can you just shut up now?
No. Keep talking.
The whole draft lottery fell like right where you wanted it.
Oh,
everything.
We all know the lottery is rigged, right? You knew the Lakers were going to get one of the top two.
Well, you know what's funny?
So they could get one.
You know what's funny?
Come on, man.
You know what's funny about this draft order, this lottery order this year? Because I remember a few years back, remember when Cleveland got the number one pick like 3 out of 4 years?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, the series, oh, it's fixed. She's like, no, nobody's going to fix it for Cleveland because the Celtics and the Lakers earned the lottery also. So if the NBA was going to fix anything, it'd be for them two teams.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not fixing nothing for Cleveland. And remember, this was before LeBron even came back. So why in the hell are they going to fix anything for Cleveland?
They fixed it this year for Boston.
And for Boston and LA. Boston. Yeah, that now.
Nah, I was like, Philly, we can't keep giving y'all number one picks because – let's face it, Philadelphia is basketball purgatory. No player needs to go to Philadelphia to play basketball right now.
And Philly's three, right?
And Philly's three.
Oh, so they got them all lined up because when those three teams are good, it's great for the NBA. Not saying they'll be good next year, but when those three teams are good.
Well, the thing with Philly, I agree with him, you can't give Philly a number one pick again. I don't think the NBA draft lottery's rigged. I mean, come on, dude, really? I mean, every year.
Do we not remember the Anthony Davis draft?
No, I remember that.
And the Bobcats were robbed.
Who did they select the two pick?
We know who
exactly.
They selected.
It doesn't. There was other people in that draft that are good players.
Yeah, the third, the very next pick behind MKG.
Who was the third pick?
Bradley Beal.
Oh, man. Bradley Beal was the third pick? You mean we could have got him?
We could have had the number one pick this year. But we settled for Frank Kaminsky.
Oh, no, not just this year. Next year as well.
We settled on Frank Kaminsky. Come on, Frank. You got to take us to a championship, bro.
Yeah, all right. That's not happening. So, you know, we got a lot of things, good things to talk about. Before we get into it, thoughts and prayers with Scott Hall as he was put in the hospital due to chest pain after one of his wrestling shows he had.
I didn't know that.
So
okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
I did not know that.
I don't know how he's doing right now. I'm just, you know, hopefully he's doing
Machismo.
Better.
One of my, that was my guy. Right
one of my favorite wrestlers ever.
Reza.
Yeah.
Ramon.
One of my favorites ever.
He is one of the best. But
yes,
thoughts and prayers with him. And then next thing real fast, Kelly Olynyk. The man bun. All right. Who wore it better? They were talking about Olynyk wears the greatest man bun ever. I disagree.
Larry Olynyk, you mean?
Larry Olynyk.
Jeez, that game seven.
First
he's
of
like
all,
Larry Olynyk.
Can he shave that beard? Because it's absolutely horrendous. Then Spencer Hawes, 00, actually had a better man bun than he did.
Why the hell are we judging who has a better man bun?
What? Because I can't grow it. Might as well judge it. Why not? Why you don't talk about man bun, man? You don't. First of all, if you go to the gym, you see some guy playing man bun, what do you think? Soft? S-A-W-F-T?
Yeah, let me spell it out for you. I'm going right through his chest if he in the paint.
That guy is usually right. Usually he is the last guy to get picked. Usually.
Man, the guys with the man buns are the guys that get under your skin, want to foul you on the court, man. They ain't got the greatest athleticism. They dirty players. Olynyk.
Draymond Green. Olynyk. I mean.
Olynyk.
Draymond
Zizap Petulia. You know, just go ahead and glue a man bun to him.
Out of the three, though, no one's missed games from Draymond. Not defending, but no one's missed games from
him. The only person that's missed games from Draymond is Draymond.
Is Draymond.
Yeah, that's very true. Let's go into hot sauce. All right, this week on hot sauce, we got a couple big stories. Of course, the biggest one, I think, was Conor McGregor signs contract to fight Mayweather. Couple questions. Will this fight happen? And can we do – I got a suggestion I heard of Mike and Mike. Can we do 9 rounds with boxing rules and 1 round with MMA?
Which round would the MMA be?
Last.
Because Floyd's losing that one.
Last round. Because, you know, I don't think that Floyd's going to knock him out because he's not a knockout boxer.
Knockout artist, yeah.
Floyd will make him look ridiculous, though.
In a boxing match.
All the missing Conor is going to be doing.
Okay, how much was the contract that Conor signed? How much money is he supposedly getting for his side of the contract?
Let me check.
Because I know Floyd wants at least 3 times the amount that Conor McGregor is getting. So if Conor is getting 50, then you're going to have to get Floyd 150, maybe even 200.
Yep.
I mean, because Floyd is the king of Las Vegas. Conor has a nice following, but Floyd is the guy that's going to fill out most of the pay-per-view because most people either love Floyd or they tuning in just hoping that his ass is going to finally lose.
Yep.
So if Dana White got that, which I know they just got $4 billion for the purchase of USC not too long ago, if they could make that happen, I'm sure Floyd will step in the ring. So I think the fight will happen, man. But damn, Floyd Mayweather gonna get another nice paycheck out of
fat check.
So the fight happens. It happens probably, I'll say November, before the turn of the year, because you got the Alvarez Triple G fight, which I'm more excited for coming up. So Mayweather McGregor, November, right before you get your turkey. Mayweather going to make him look like a turkey in a boxing match. Money.
Let's go this way.
May.
They're saying in January the fight was going to be, it would make $1 billion. Because the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, Drew, was $600 million.
Well, Pacquiao has had a big following. He still has fans. But if they would have did that fight 7 years ago, they would have easily cleared $1 billion.
The only fight that is bigger than this was Rocky versus Thunder Lips. I mean, really. Think about it. If that was a true fight, that would have been huge back in the day.
Yep.
I mean, if it was Sly against the Hulk Hogan.
They could probably do that now.
They probably could.
Have them all jacked up on them steroids that Sylvester Stallone takes.
So, if it's $1 billion, Floyd is probably getting $300 million.
Then you had Ali and Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah. And so, if he gets $300 million, Conor will probably get $12 million, maybe.
I heard Conor was getting anywhere from 40 to 70.
Damn.
So, if he's getting 40 anywhere to from 70? 40 to 70, like, really? Floyd got to be getting like 150 to 200.
Yeah, because Floyd's going to get $100 million for that, at least.
I think he gets $300 million. Like, I mean, you know, he's going to make a lot of money.
He's sure going to go ask for it.
He will get $300 million out of this, I think. And then Conor, Connor's never made more than $3 million in a fight.
Yeah. Right.
Like that the $15 million that Floyd have initially put up, would it have been his biggest payday ever? But I've heard it's going to be anywhere from $40 to $70 million for Conor McGregor. You get that kind of money, damn, I don't know, man. Your pride is going to take a hit, but you're going to get embarrassed in the boxing ring for a good minute.
I think he's going to actually hang in there more than people may think. I think he'll at least go 4 or 5 good rounds.
And plus, he has the age factor on his side. Floyd is, what, 40?
Bob is 40, I think. He's 40 plus.
And let me tell you something that is the worst in the world. Is an angry Irishman in a boxing match. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, you get some... He's going to be angry throwing some hay. He's going to be throwing some haymakers. He might not land them, but he's going to be throwing them.
Going for the win. I mean, if he knocks Floyd out, oh, my God.
I just can't imagine Floyd. If Floyd loses... This is a no-win situation for Floyd.
That's why he need to ask for $300 million. Just saying.
For the boxing's sake, I don't like the idea of two of them fighting because it's not really going to be a boxing match.
I'd rather see the Canelo, right. Canelo fight. It excites me way more than this.
I'd rather see Triple G and Mayweather at some point.
Oh, man.
If you don't do it, it ain't going to happen.
Mayweather ain't going up to 155, 160, I don't think, to fight Triple G.
No. All right, moving on. Greg Popovich, news conference about Zsa Pachulia. Are you mad at Pop or do you agree with Pop that Zsa was dirty?
You know what? I love Pop. to an extent, I agree, but I mostly disagree with him because Pop had a player that birthed that move.
And his name was
is the ambassador of that move, Bruce Bowen. I saw Bruce Bowen do that many times. I saw him do it to Kobe. I saw him do it to Vince Carter. Oh man, he is the CEO,
Richard Hamilton.
Yeah, he's the CEO of that move. You know what I'm saying? So I think during Pop's rant about that whole thing, I think he forgot he's to coach this guy. It seems like he forgot he coached this guy.
He just wanted his cake and he wants to eat it too. And unfortunately, it happened. Like, Zsa injured Kawhi. Kawhi was killing him. He had 26 points at the time. The team was up 23. He was putting the clamps on KD. They had no answer for him on the defensive end. Nobody could stay in front of him. Everything he was getting was a layup.
It was crazy.
And then he goes down. And then here comes the three-point barrage from this offensive juggernaut called the Golden State Warriors.
I tell you, man.
And it carried right over the game, too, because you saw. Y'all saw.
Yeah, if there was any team, when I was watching that game, when they were down 25, I'm like, the only team that can come back from this in the playoffs is them.
Well, no, I think there's two. I think the Cavs.
You think the Cavs can?
Because of the three-point shooting.
If your team loses the second best player in the world and the other team has four of the next top 20 best players in the world, of course they're going to come back.
Well,
of course they're going to come back.
I remember somebody texting me Sunday, this is ugly, about the game. And I was like, all right, it is ugly, but I can see the Warriors coming back.
Me too. I saw that coming.
And it was just, dude, it was so bad. And they went away from their game plan after, I mean, Aldridge didn't pick up the slack.
I mean,
he started taking jumpers outside and everything else. I'm like, what are you doing?
I mean, the second Kawhi goes down, 18-0 spurt. Yep. You knew they were back in it. Like, it's just a matter of time. The Warriors are going to eventually win this game.
You know, since Kawhi's been out, they've outscored them by like 61 points or something crazy like that.
Oh, yeah, 61.
It's been incredible, man.
The only bad thing, all right, talking about Greg Pop and his news conference, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with Stu Gotts to a point because he says Pop doesn't do this all the time. A lot of times he's very mean to media and everything else. Hey, if you want to take 20 minutes of an interview time, you need to do this all the time, not just when you feel it's necessary.
So y'all just saying he's reaping what he sows.
Right.
He put it out there. He put them bad jujus out there. He getting it back.
Now, I agree. I thought it was dirty. Now, I still think it was dirtier than Aldridge's play against Durant. Was it dirtier than LA's trying to it step
was,
on his
it foot. Was on the same
by the same thing, but I was just seeing that. I just saw that the other day. I was like, oh, that happened too?
Yeah, I didn't see when it happened. I went back and watched.
Me too.
Some guys are saying the LA plays dirtier than the Zaza.
I mean, both of those teams are dirty teams. The Warriors, we know, got dirty players, multiple dirty players, and the Spurs have been the embodiment of dirty work for a long time. Let's not forget to mention the air conditioning incident in game one of the finals. Yeah. Oh, they cramped LeBron up.
Oh my God.
Didn't even go.
And afterwards, you heard Danny Green kind of say that was kind of planned.
What, the LA?
The air, the AC. Yeah, that was a week of Tar Heels just snitching. Because remember that same week, that's when Rashad McCants came. It's that same week.
Okay.
Them Tar Heels just snitching.
That's what them Tar Heels is good for, snitching on you.
Snitching.
That's why they got black stains on their heels. Idiots.
Judge dismisses majority of claims made against the NFL in painkiller lawsuit. You knew that was coming.
Yeah. The NFL got too much money, too much power.
Next news story, Maria Sharapova denied wildcard entry for French band. Should tennis accept her back after ban? Because a lot of the people are not accepting her back into the sport.
No, they shouldn't accept her back. She was doping.
Right, but in this world of forgiveness, shouldn't you
forgive her? She was doping for over 10 years. She was winning Grand Slam championships. Because she was doping. No. They don't need to let her back in. She's made enough money.
That's like saying hitting home run is because... Listen, even if you're doping in tennis, how does it really help you?
It helps your recovery. When you're playing every other day and then the competition gets better, Serena may have 30 Grand Slam championships if it wasn't for the fact that this doping-ass Maria Sharapova wasn't on the damn tour.
All right, so you saying don't let her play
anymore. No. No, unless she's going to pay $1 million entrance fee to come compete in the tournament. I'm not letting her in.
Because you see the girl that beat her in the last tournament, it was like most excited tournament ever. She was like, this is the one person I had to beat.
Women's tennis is on the down slope, man. What happened to Sloane Stephens? What happened to that other light-skinned girl Sloane that was supposed to be coming up from? Where's Coco Vanderway? Where is she at?
I don't know.
Kiki's niece, right? Is that his niece?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Like, come on. Yeah. Come on.
They need
Come on, women's American tennis. Y'all got to bring it back.
And then the last thing, the most sought-after fight actually is Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones.
Saw that July.
Yeah. July. I can't wait for that either.
We'll see if Jon Jones can actually make it to the fight. You know, the past couple of times he's done something stupid and either has been suspended or been arrested.
Jon Jones
said a combination of both.
Jon Jones said, I could do cocaine for a weekend and still beat you.
I'll come to the stadium doped up.
I said, damn.
I think one of the fights he was doped in, like, the third round. He said, man, it finally started coming down, and I was able to get my shit together. But he said he was coked out of his mind in a couple of them fights. That's all you need. Jon Jones, 6'5", 240?
Yeah.
Coming at you coked up, not feeling any pain.
No.
I'll be scared. I can't wait. July, though. That'll be coming up soon. All right, let's go into patrolling.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
Alright, I do have one. This week, Dana White and Luke Rockhold engaged in bitter words over Twitter. It started because Luke was complaining about, you know, wanting to fight in a series of message exchanges on Twitter. At UFC 21 when he admonished the former champion for his criticism about GSP. Luke said, I never said I deserve a title shot. I said we middleweights deserve clarity. We deserve something to fight for. Then he says, you have to earn your way in this company. Tell me how GSP earned a middleweight title shot. Think before you run your mouth. And Dana came back and said, I usually never respond, but GSP never lost his title by seeing GSP and the fans wanted it. Stick to fighting and modeling and lead the matchmaking to us. Retweeted by Dana White. So they're going back and forth because he thinks he deserves a title rematch. I love Dana White.
I mean, the fighter can feel any way he wants to. There's different ways to go about your business instead of tweeting it out. Why are you going to burn your bridge? Like, Dana don't never have to put you in another match again, Luke Rockhold. He can make you go fight some piece of garbage. He can make you go to the, what's that TV show they got? The UFC? You on the cut line? And if you don't do well in this house, like, you out? He can go see you there. That Ultimate Fighter thing, yeah. You better check yourself, homie.
Yeah, Ultimate.
Recognize who you talking to, homie.
I agree, man. Come on. There's ways to do it. I don't know if I really like the way UFC does their matchmaking anyway. Because it's not really the top one and two guys go against it. You know, it's one against 10 or one against five and then.
But it depends on the fighter, too. Like, if you out here and you're trying to sell these fights to the American public. The American public wants to see names that they can, you know, they recognize that they've seen fight. People they like. I don't care if you rank number two. If I ain't never heard of you, go sit down.
Sit your butt down.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I want to see somebody I know. I recognize. I really want to see Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, part three. How come I can't get that? Can I get that?
He's worried about Mayweather, man.
Forget Mayweather. I want to see another slugfest. Man, that was a good fight. The two fights were both of them were good. They can do a part three. Let's go. Can we get that?
We should. See why not. All right. That's it for the first segment of the show. When we come back, we have Dummies of the Week. We've got a lot of local talk and the Coca-Cola 600s come up soon.
Ooh.
I know you can't wait. You got some news on NASCAR.
600 miles, man. 600 miles of monsters.
This weekend's the All-Star Race, so there's a lot going on in Charlotte this week. When we come back, we'll talk about it. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Early morning edition.